Hey guys, so that's our song for today because of the topic we are going to talk about. So that is our song for today. Hey beautiful people, you're welcome to Mariana's podcast. Oh, my 20s, Mariana, and I am so excited to be podcasting today. Today is Monday, right? So yes, like my poster says, or my logo, I don't know what to call it, but it says Mondays and Fridays, and I'm sorry I've not been consistent, but I promise I'm here to be consistent before somebody's son kills me and somebody's daughter murders me. Yeah, so practically I'm here, you know, to give you guys content and all. So if you're a new listener here, welcome to the M team. I promise you would never regret being here. And if you're an old listener, MVPs loading, like you guys are the real people. Thank you for sharing my link. I got a nice response from my last podcast and it's massive. We're close to 800 subscribers. Please guys, pardon me to say this. If you listen to my podcast and you don't have the feeling to want to help me grow, then you're not a good person. No. You're a bad person. Because how would you click and listen to my podcast and not share my link? Ha, have a conscience, have a heart. I'm fine in person, I'm lovable, I'm friendly, so don't think because sometimes my voice sounds like I'm harsh, and that will not let you share my link. Please don't do that to me. Don't break my heart. Don't break it. Please share my link. And don't forget, when you listen, click on the hand emojis. You can use the voice note to send me a message. Of course, you can type your message to me. I reply all messages. I listen to all voice notes and also reply. So, thank you. Love you guys. Mwah. Mwah, mwah. So let's go into today's content. Types of loneliness syndrome. That is practically what we're going to be talking about today. Whew. I need fresh air. So we're going to be talking about types of loneliness syndrome. Like, I know you guys understand what loneliness is, but I would like to break it down in layman's language. Loneliness is when you feel empty, regardless of what is around you, things around you, vibes around you, anything around you. You just feel empty and you're not willing to bring anyone closer because there is this void of loneliness in you that you have. But before we go right into today's content, I want to say this: whatever I bring down here, experienced by me, my friends, family or loved ones, lesson they've learned, bringing it to you, you could listen and you could learn. I'm not an advisor. Neither am I a consultant. All I want you to do is get the experience, learn, don't make that mistake again. I don't know if some people are goats. I'm going to bring something here. You people will not learn from it. People will go and do that same mistake and come back and still bring messages to me. Please, hold it. Are you a goat? No. I mean, are you a goat? Please don't be goat. Learn. All right. You don't have to learn from me, though. Please learn. Yes, please learn. So I'm going to be talking about 5 types of loneliness syndrome, and I hope you guys understand that loneliness is a bad thing. Loneliness is a sickness. Loneliness is depression now. So it's not a good thing at all. But people don't understand what type of loneliness they have most times to be able to handle it. Now I'm going to be helpful to you guys. I gave you 5 types of loneliness. If I've been in that shoes before, I'll explain how I handle it. And if I've not been in that shoes before, we'll try how to handle it, right? So yeah, like I always say, you can suggest a topic for me to talk about through the message and the voice notes. I could really talk about it. And if you want me to bring a guest on that topic, you can actually indicate and I'll bring a guest for us to talk about it. I always think about your interests because I'm serving you guys. So apparently, you guys just have to tell me what you want. So, moving to today's content, number one type of loneliness syndrome is post-breakup loneliness. You see that song I just played? It's just about the first part. You know, I like to give you guys awakened spirits so that you guys will be able to relate to whatever I'm saying. That song says, before I love you, na na na, I'm gonna leave you, na na na. Before I'm someone you leave behind, I break your heart so you don't break mine. That's toxic. I just realized that song is toxic. Jeez. Wow. But I did it though. I will give you guys gist. So, post-breakup loneliness seems to be one important aspect of loneliness that is underrated. Like, yo, it is really underrated. Have you seen a broken-hearted lady before? When she's sulking in her own space? You know, I'm meeting lady, for instance, before you guys come for me that I'm being biased, men don't really show their emotions during breakup. They are just always, you know, going out with friends, trying to hide their emotions. It doesn't even creep into them. Probably until 2 or 3 or 4 months that they realize that, they can't call Bookie again. They can't call Stefan again. They can't call anybody again because, oh, we broke up. But you, me and you, that ladies, immediately the breakup comes, we are soaking it in. So that is why we have every high tendency of healing before the guys come to realization and they keep wallowing in their pains. Why we've, you know, healing or healed rather from it. So, when our relationship with others comes to an end, we no longer get to see them, we no longer get to talk to them, we no longer get in contact with them, we usually do feel lonely and we feel everything has stopped working as we ourselves become restless and the shadow of our own thoughts. But the good thing is, nothing lasts forever, by the way. Nothing lasts forever. That word has always been strange, but at the same time, there's an essential part of it that is really nice, because the pain doesn't last forever, the grief doesn't last forever, the heartbreak doesn't last forever. Nobody comes to this world to live forever. So that word, if you don't believe in it, please believe in it now. Start believing in it now. Embrace the word now, because the word is actually very authentic. And if you check what's going on in this world, that word is magical. That word is strong. The word is really strong, you know. So I don't know why you feel like because you don't have that specific person in your life anymore, it's like a void of sadness and loneliness in you. We should actually just, you know, try to talk to people and divert that loneliness vibe and find a way to embrace ourselves. There's a song I came across. I don't know why I'm playing song all over this video, but sorry, video. That's a sign I'm going to have a YouTube channel soon. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's this song I came across. I'm like, I'm going to play it on my podcast today. Like, post-breakup loneliness is underrated, and it's something that I don't wish upon anybody, to be very honest, because healing is very, very drastic. So this song is Praying by Keisha, and this part got me. You almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, out of everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying. Okay, so you can see that song. She moved past it. You can move past it. You can use it to sing. You can use it to gist. You can use it to play. Stop dwelling in the lost connection and get engaged in positive energy, positive healing. Heal your loneliness when it comes to post-breakup loneliness. It's just one individual that has gone. You have your family, you have your mom, you have your dad, you have your friend, you have your best friend that's still with you. So why suck because one person left? It's hurting. I know that. I've been there. But my case was quite different. I was even lonely in the relationship. I knew breakfast was going to be served, but I don't know who's going to serve the breakfast because it's already clear that we're going to break up. But nobody was ready to bring up the story of breakup. But I was surely obviously shocked that it's either it's me that will get frustrated and tell this dude that I'm no longer interested, or dude is going to get frustrated and tell me, baby, I don't think this could work out. But one morning I just woke up and I listened to one song. Trust me, I tell everybody this. That song opened my brains. God, what's the name of the song? don't know the song anymore, but okay. This time next year, I believe in so good. You remember your name, I swear. That was the song. This time next year, I'll be living so good. Won't remember your name, I swear. Then I'm like, we're about to get into a new year, guy. And we like having this negative energy down to new year when we're both confused, always fighting, always nah. I just told him, and was I still loving him when I did that? Of course, I was. But do I want to suffer in it? No. Mm-mm. No, at all. I was not cut off for that. So I had to take my bag, put all my ingredients inside, leave the relationship. We're both happy. He's happy. I'm happy. Are we cool? I don't know. But we're obviously in a better place. The second type of the second type of loneliness syndrome is transitional loneliness. This one is like very, 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 very explanatory in the sense that changes around often make us lonely, especially when we need to get a new job, when we need to get a new apartment, when we need to go to a new city, a new country, leaving the people we're used to at the past, coming down to reality, the present, with new faces, new people, new environments, new working colleagues. We get confused and we're lonely because we don't know how to interact with those people. We don't know how to talk to those people. We don't know what to say to those people. We don't know if those people will embrace us as the last people did. So all of this is transitional loneliness, and it's very workable per se, because you just have to make new friends, just have to click in that connection back, just have to let people know how good you are, how presentable you are, how of a good communicationist you are. So it's just all about you trying to adapt to the new situation at hand, trying to give it a new chance to, you know, embrace new friends and get glued to the reality that you're in a new place right now. You have to adapt. Adaptation is like the best when it comes to transitional changes. You have to adapt to it. You did biology, right? You know what adaptation means? I don't know, but I know it has to do with something like this. So when you get to a new environment, it's obviously a void because you don't have those people you usually have before around you. So it's kind of creepy. I think I have that loneliness because anytime I go to a new environment, I don't really get to talk to people. I wait. It's when I'm like, I can't stand this anymore. I have to talk that I just try to start a conversation. Or rather, people that want to start a conversation with me, I reply to them. So the best thing I can tell you when it comes to transitional loneliness is you have to adapt. You right? Adapt to it. You get me? So the third part of loneliness syndrome is existential loneliness. This is caused by when other people pay deaf ears to your problems. Like, they don't understand your perspective. You might be having anxiety on something. You might be depressed because of something and really wants to communicate to people around you, but their ignorance feels lonely to you because you urgently need somebody to be able to explain the situation you're going about, the thoughts you're talking about, the explanation you're trying to give them about how you feel, but they don't seem to get it. That's when you feel like you're lonely, even if you have people around you. That's kind of weird. I feel like there should be at least one person that understands what somebody's talking about, right? Don't you feel the same with you? But then, if you feel this part of loneliness, it's called the essential loneliness, when you feel like you have people around you, but nobody understands you. Nobody gets what you're saying. Nobody's trying to understand what you're saying. Or nobody's even paying attention to you. And you're lost in your own thoughts. And it can be social media. Influence of social media. Probably you're seeing a girl that's always, you know, wearing fancy clothes, going to parties, your age mate, and you're like telling people around you that, look at what this person is doing, and you're wanting to be like them, and you still don't want to be like them. You still don't want to lose your identity, and you want somebody to embrace you and advise you and tell you, but you're trying to tell them they're talking off point, they're not getting what you're saying. That is the kind of loneliness you feel if you fall under existential loneliness. What can be done is try to find someone, or you can go for therapy, see a psychologist, talk to them. They will understand you. go online, search for psychology apps, and you know, apps that could help your situation. And obviously, I feel that if you reach out to a lot of people, you obviously see one person that understands your situation and where you're coming from. It's that simple, right? So the fourth one is the caregiver loneliness. Is it caregiver loneliness, as you call it, or one-sided loneliness? Anyways, this is when you feel like you're giving too much and what you're receiving is like the bare minimum. Like when you're caring for others and you're not getting it in return, it can be stressful and create a loneliness mentality. I can't be riding for you on the 100 and you're riding for me on the 20. Are you mad? Like, are you stupid? Like, are you crazy? Is something wrong with you? Because why should I be riding on the 100 and you're riding on the... Come. There must be something wrong with you. Like, are you okay? Anyways, that is the form of loneliness we're talking about. Because this makes you feel less appreciated. And because of that, the energy you get... It's just like you are not deserving, you're just giving out your all, you're not receiving anything in return. You feel like you're being used and everything. So that creates a lonely void, and then you're feeling unappreciated. Do you know what it means to feel unappreciated? It could kill you mentally upstairs and gives you this wrong mindset about things. But then, what happened to you? It's very simple. This one doesn't even need Google search. How to be back on track and be happy. Keep that caring side you give to others. Give it to yourself, bro, sis. Love yourself. Yes, give it to yourself. You deserve to be cared for too. You don't have to give it, give out, and isolate yourself out of it. What? Why? Please don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. I'm not saying you shouldn't help others. Like, obviously, you should help others. There are people out there that when you do something for them, they would appreciate it. Don't think because one person chooses not to appreciate it, others won't. Others will appreciate your effort. Now, the last but not least, loneliness in friendship. I can't stress this much. I think if you've not listened to my types of friendship or red flags in friendship, I've forgotten the title of that podcast. Please go listen to it. As we grow older, it seems friendship comes and goes. We just have close people around us. And the closest people around us are those few people that have sticked with us from the very, very beginning. Those day one homies. But the rest, those new friends we make once, hi, they come and they go. Now, life is a journey. Life is a journey. Like, literally, people come and people go. That's the way God created this earth to be. You come to the earth and you go out of it. So why worry yourself and feel lonely because one person came into your life and leaves? If it's not death that take that person away, rather, or took that person away, I will understand they are grieving because that person obviously holds a precious part of your life and the person is gone. You're not going to see that person forever. But not when somebody comes into your life and leaves you for no reason and you're grieving and you're lonely. Come. Let me tell you something. A person's absence is a blessing in disguise for a person. Yes. Make that make sense to you. A person's absence is a blessing in disguise for a person. Most especially when you know you didn't do anything wrong. The person just woke up one morning and decides to leave. Let them go. Let them take their garbages and go. Yeah. So, back to this. But then, the loneliness within friendship is so underrated. Some of us have lots of friends, but we still feel the need to be lonely. Now, there is this misconception about friends. Like I used to say, when my friend would always tell me that, have plenty of friends, I always say, all my friends have their own criteria. They are fit into a lot of bases. I have colleagues, I have acquaintances, I have friends, I have close friends, I have best friends, and I have significant other. So, see the significant others? That one is for my boyfriend. You see, best friend is for my friend that I know that will always be there for me. Close friends are the ones that I share a little bit of intimate moments with, closeness, gisting, all those stuff. Friends, people I greet on a daily basis. Hi, hello, yeah, and acquaintances, people I know that we are for this purpose in our lives. You serve this purpose to me, I serve that purpose to you. Then colleagues, you know what colleagues means, obviously they are my workplace. So if you find yourself being friends with acquaintances and because they are no longer with you, you feel lonely, you don't have a friend. If you find yourself being lonely because a colleague left you and stopped talking to you, you don't have a friend. The three friends that you should have and feel the void of their loneliness, if at all they leave you or let you be, is your close friends, best friend, and your significant others. Yeah. So we finally come to the end of this podcast. I know it was all over the place. I tried as much as possible to communicate to you properly, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please, if you enjoyed it, click on the hand emojis. And if you feel the need to share this with people, please do. You're free. Send me your VNs, your messages. What topic would you like me to talk about next? I'm open to it. We'll be having our second edition of Lagos Boys and Their Dating Style on Friday. We're having a guest, obviously. I would like you to throw your questions. You want me to, you know, ask the guest like you did previously. The last episode was a banger. It was a hit. It did not flop because you guys didn't let it flop. So don't let this video flop. Please help me share my link. I'm hoping to get 100 listeners on this particular episode that just dropped. So I manifest 100 listeners in Jesus' name. I pray that everybody that listens to this get the soft heart to share my link, learn from this, and get an impact from this. I love you guys so much. Before I leave you, I want to leave you with a cool jam. I don't even know the jam yet, but there's this new jam that is trending now. Extra Cool. By Young John. I would like to play it for you guys. So please, you guys, don't forget to share my link.